for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Infowars.com, and we are outside the AT&T Center in San Antonio, where the Spurs are about to host the New Orleans Pelicans. And we wanted to come out here and ask some people questions about China and the NBA and the NBA players kowtowing to China and the coaches kowtowing to China. But we wanted to shoot this intro before we got too close because we're in the Spurs parking lot. And, well, since Chinese censorship is rampant with the NBA, we might get shut down at any minute. Are you aware that the NBA is censoring people because of the Chinese government's request? Have you heard about this?
No, not at all.
So are you familiar with the Hong Kong protests at all? So a general manager for the Houston Rockets tweeted out support for the Hong Kong protesters. The Chinese government made the NBA have that tweet removed, told the NBA to renounce the comments from the general manager. The NBA then removed a bunch of NBA Rockets apparel from China, and this is all confirmed by the NBA. They say it's okay. So do you think it's okay that the Chinese government is censoring Americans and the NBA's free speech?
Not at all. Far from it.
Do you think that that's a problem for free speech in the West?
Of course it is.
Would you like to see the NBA maybe stand rather with freedom and democracy instead of the oppressive Chinese government?
Yes, certainly. Yeah.
This is the Chinese government telling the NBA what to do. Do you think that's a problem?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't see that right.
Yeah.
I mean,
is that shocking? You seem kind of shocked.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't. It's not my problem.
So, but let's say you wanted to wear a T-shirt into the game tonight that the Chinese government didn't want you to wear, and you had to take it off because the NBA is now censored by China. Do you think that would be a problem?
I don't know. I wouldn't know what to tell you.
All right. Well, keep your shirt on in there then.
No, I think people should just be allowed to say what they want without any repercussions, as long as they're, you know, they stand firm in their beliefs.
Who wouldn't be upset about that? I mean, it's the First Amendment, right?
Yeah, most people out here aren't familiar with it, and in fact, when I tell them, they seem kind of shocked that the Chinese government would be censoring American citizens, but this is a reality. Do you think that's a problem for the NBA's image?
It's definitely not a positive. So, I mean, you should, if you're American, you should get the right to speak your mind. And, you know, they say it's a part of doing business with China, but I don't think that's fair.
We're asking people today if they have any problem with the Chinese government censoring the NBA. Have you heard of this?
Have a good day.
No? You're censored by the Chinese government, too? Chinese government censoring citizens out here. What do you value more? Let's say if you were a business owner, would you value more making money from China, or would you value more preserving free speech and having free speech in the West?
I say probably free speech. You feel me, bro? Because, I mean, people got to, you know, have a free speech out there, you know?
What do you think? You're a young NBA fan. Does that worry you?
I do not want politics and NBA together. I like both, but I do not want them intertwining.
Now, for you, does that mean you don't want them to be censored by the Chinese government, or you just don't even want to hear about any of that?
I want their free speech. Whatever they want to think, I don't want censorship.
Inside the arena, we were literally on the court, on the baseline. And so I'm standing on the floor holding up a sign that says, China owns the NBA, now security is coming over to have me take the sign down. I hope we have time to show the second sign that I had here at this protest. If not, I'll air it in the next segment. In fact, let's just do that. Go ahead and pull out of that, guys, and we will just conclude this report in the next segment. Of course, it's all at banned.video, where, by the way, folks, you know, the Alex Jones channel was one of the most popular channels on YouTube, and people said, hey, we miss the Alex Jones channel. Well, it's back. The Alex Jones channel is back at banned.video. Not only do we have my report and my video protesting the NBA coming up, we also have Greg Reese is working on a compilation of me today at an anti-Trump protest where they had a whopping 8 protesters show up at an impeached Trump rally. It was actually a John Cornyn protest, but it's Columbus Day and Cornyn wasn't in his office, so that was embarrassing. So all that, really, my head is spinning with all the news. I'll try to get through all of it.
Yeah.
This is the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We're live at the InfoWars World Headquarters on this Monday, October 14th, 2019. Well, I've got just great guests coming up today. Leo Zagami in the first hour, Eliza Schaefer in the second hour, and Peter Diabrasca in the third. This is going to be fun. I've got so many video clips to get to. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get to news today. And then once I get off air, I got a bunch of news aggregation I need to finish anyway on my Subscribestar to put out. So there is just, we are just spinning with news right now. Video clips, breaking information, everything. And this is kind of, when I was out with Greg Reese earlier today, our own editor Sam was out there as well with Will Johnson at this impeached Trump rally, which was hardly that. I was talking to Greg and I was like, you know, we've crossed the threshold now. We're in the 2020 election season. This is it. And it's very real to me now, just looking at my schedule this month and everything we have coming up, everything we have planned. It's going to be a doozy here at InfoWars for the next year. But, man, I mean, what do you get into? James O'Keefe with Project Veritas exposing CNN as total fake news. That's just the beginning of what Project Veritas has there. Really incredible stuff. Like I said, I got all kinds of news. I'm not even going to have time for it. I got the video compilation from the Trump impeachment rally that wasn't today that I was at. We'll air some of that. Man, you've got mainstream news airing fake videos of shootings at a gun range and then manipulating, or should we say doctoring, the video and claiming it was because Trump removed troops from Syria, which still isn't even true. I mean, it's amazing how they start with one lie and then a cascade of lies after that, and the original lie was never even corrected. So you've got that going on. Of course, the Cold Civil War is still going on. Rush Limbaugh opens up his show last Friday, I believe it was, saying this is a Cold Civil War. This is it. Like, we're in the middle of it right now. That's InfoWars, next year's news today. And with Eliza Schaefer, we're just going to be looking at all the violence that has been happening at the Trump rallies from the anti-Trumpers that show up. And so it's really just incredible, everything that we have coming up. But what I want to do now is, because I need to stay focused and make sure I get through all these clips. So like I said, we might be light on the news today just because I might not have time for it. But there's plenty of news if I do have time for it. But let's go back now and conclude. So you saw me talking to some of the people outside the Spurs arena. Once I got in, again, I was baseline on the floor. So right when they were doing the player introductions, I was right by the home team holding up the sign, China owns the NBA. I even had a couple people reach out to me on Twitter saying they saw me in the arena. So let's go back to that report. You can find it at band.video. We're uploading this right now to band.video. But here is the conclusion of that report, me protesting the Chinese censorship of the NBA. So again, I'm just holding up the sign here. They're getting ready to do introductions, and I'm literally on the floor of the Spurs game, on the court.
To the AT&T Center. Today's matchup features the New Orleans Pelicans and yours.
And by the way, afterwards, I did a video that's on Twitter where I'm just standing outside with that exact same sign, shouting at the top of my lungs about the Chinese censorship. I don't know how I have a voice today, but here I am. Now here comes security. Sir, this is America. You're not allowed to have a sign in a sporting event. We're going to have to shut this down. And I was trying to be polite. I wasn't shouting. I wasn't causing a scene. I was literally just standing there holding a sign. But I have it confirmed now. The NBA has released memos, notes to the players, the owners. Everyone is now being told, you don't talk about China. So that's confirmed intel right there. And even the security guards know it, folks. I'll leave it at that. All right, 20 minutes later.
I'd like to know how the NBA players feel about being censored by the Chinese government. You guys are being censored by the Chinese government.
By the way, the players are literally 10 feet from me, so they all heard this. And they were standing right there for a free throw.
Are you going to let the Chinese government censor our product? Are you going to let the Chinese government censor the NBA?
So here's security removing me now. because I had a Chinese flag that said China owns the NBA. And I was screaming at this point. I mean, it's a sporting event. How dare you scream and make a lot of noise? The away team was shooting a free throw. Now here's afterwards.
So if you let this happen, what's next? China censors what's on TV. China censors what's on the NBA. China censors what's in your movie theaters. China censors what's on the internet. And if we don't say anything, China's going to take over. Everyone's already wearing everything that's made in China. And then we wonder why there's no jobs in the inner cities, because all the manufacturing and production's been shipped to China, where they have slave wages. And we don't say anything. And then China censors our own NBA. And
he's
we don't
not
say
crazy.
Anything.
He's not crazy.
I know what I'm talking about. The Chinese government is censoring the NBA. Are you going to let the Chinese government censor free speech in the West?
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And we got a lot of stuff planned for this election cycle. Not that that is so much political dealing with the 2020 election, but it is important with the whole intellectual battle to understand what China is doing in the West right now and how it's really a threat. You know, I had people booing and heckling me for protesting China at an NBA game. I had people walking by me when I was holding that sign and say, oh, who cares about China? I don't care about China. Well, China cares about you, big boy. It's kind of like the old saying, I don't care about politics. Well, politics cares about you. So we're just trying to raise awareness. Now, a lot of people, though, I will say, and I don't know if this is just San Antonio culture, but people down there were really overall friendly and kind when we were talking to them, aside from the few crazies we'll deal with. But a lot of people were open-minded, and they were genuinely shocked when I shared it. So again, on my Twitter account, where they haven't banned me yet, sometimes they mute my videos, distort my audio, and do all kinds of crazy stuff. But I do have that video of me standing outside of the arena still live on my Twitter account. And then we're going to put this video in its entirety. We separated it at the break, but in its entirety of me protesting in the at the NBA, band.video is where you can find that full video. So we're going to put that up now at band.video on the War Room's channel there. So when we come back, oh yeah, look at the mascot pose movie too. I mean, come on, that's a great, I'm going to have to put that out on Twitter. That's a memory right there, folks. That's a memory. Everybody knows I'm a sports fan. Me with the Wiley Spurs coyote mascot. I mean, that's it for me. I should just retire, actually. I've made it now. I'm friends with the Spurs mascot. Okay, all jokes aside, when we come back, I'm going to air the compilation of me at the Impeach Trump rally today. Sam, the editor, was there too, so maybe we'll get him to pop on the crew mic for a comment. In fact, he tried to become a Trump protester. I mean, they wouldn't even accept him. The poor guy couldn't even find a side. We've tried to get you over there, so maybe we'll get a comment from him. But folks, seriously, I'm drinking my Turbo Force mixed with my Vaso Beat Complete right now from InfoWarsStore.com. Go ahead and pull up InfoWarsStore.com if you would on the monitor there so I can see what's going on. I haven't even been in the office to find out. Okay, we've still got the Everything Must Go sale, folks. So this is the season now to try that product you have been wondering about. You've been hearing people talk about bodies. You've been hearing the callers call in and talk about how much they love bodies. Now is the time to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out. You've been hearing me talking nonstop about Turbo Force Plus. You're like, all right, Schroyer, can you just stop it already? All right, I'll go try it, okay? Just stop telling me about how you drink Turbo Force every day. I'm going to go try it, okay? Fine. So there it is. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But I'm telling you, you're going to love it. I can't find an energy drink like yesterday when I was driving to San Antonio. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to get an energy drink here. And I got an energy drink, and there's just nothing like Turbo Force. There really isn't. I mean, it gave me a bit of an energy boost for like maybe 30 minutes. And I tried to find, you know, the healthiest one and everything. It's impossible. They all got the high fructose corn syrup, you know. They all got the artificial sugar. They all have the crash afterwards. The Turbo Force is the best. And with the Vaso Beat Complete, I'm telling you, the flavor stays, the great tropical flavor. And I think the Vaso Beat Complete just adds to the effect of the Turbo Force. So it's at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Try it today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It was the year 2019. A group of rogue patriots broke the mainstream media paradigm and shattered the fake news complex. President Trump was then elected despite massive voter fraud. And now, the deep state that tried to defeat America is involved in a cold civil war to have the president removed from office and the propaganda wing of their deep state cabal is in overdrive, brainwashing the public with their propaganda. And there was InfoWars banned on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and the like because they were right about the whole thing. I went out today. Actually, the protest I was at today was a protest of John Cornyn, who's the local rep from down here, and his office is in Austin. And so this group went to protest John Cornyn because he doesn't want to impeach Trump. Well, the irony was that it's Columbus Day, so John Cornyn wasn't even in his office. And they planned on protesting outside of his office. They weren't even let in the building. So all eight of them ended up being on the street, and I went out to ask them a few questions. Now, I was out there for about an hour. It pretty much went exactly how you'd expect it to be. By the way, that's the fart whistle lady right there. So what is that for her? She's on video like six now with me. She still won't tell me any of her names, but she did basically threaten me today in a very offhand way, or admitted that she's involved with Antifa doxing me. There she is using a hand puppet. Very intellectual stuff there. A UT professor, I believe. She wouldn't deny that. And people have sent me her UT professor page. So very strange, that one who uses a fart whistle. But folks, you can go look out the look at the videos for them for yourself before they take them down off my Twitter account. But here is just a short compilation. Greg Reese was there. Short compilation of my I guess you could say conversations with the impeached Trump protesters today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here for InfoWars.com, and I come to you with breaking, devastating news for America. I'm downtown in Austin, Texas, where we are at a impeach Trump rally, where this group of protesters has just released brand new whistleblowing technology. Trump is done. Not only do they have the conventional whistle with the plastic whistle and the ball inside, they have released 6-inch plastic flutes that have 12 different holes in them to play a song. And now they've released the big gun, a 3-in-1 whistle where one protester blows the whistle on three different whistles. Surely Trump is done. Now they're very secretive about this technology. They don't want our cameras to see it, so we have to be very stealth. But I'm going to show you what we're dealing with here, folks. And I think right now, yes, I think they're unsuspecting. So we're going to move in, and we're going to show you the 3-in-1 whistle. This is shocking technology. It's going to horrify you. If your children are watching, please turn this off. We now show you the brand new Democrat technology, the 3-in-1 whistle. Let's move in slowly. There it is. There it is right there. Are you picking up on this? Are you picking up on this? This is a 3-in-1 whistle, folks. 3-in-1 whistle right there. That's going to destroy Trump. That's the end of Trump. That whistle right there is the end of Trump. Ma'am, when do you plan on blowing that whistle and destroying Trump? Look, her sign isn't even right. She doesn't even care if her sign is upside down. That's how powerful this whistleblowing technology is. That's how powerful that whistle is, folks. It doesn't even matter if her sign is right side up or upside down. Unbelievable. All right. Now, we have a musician over here. He's playing.
We are in Austin, Texas.
Now, you'll see this. This is the plastic flute Democrat whistleblower right here. Another one. Surely this brand new whistleblowing technology is going to be the end of President Trump. Surely this is the whistleblowing technology that will be the end of President Trump.
Because they've been
told not to talk.
I really don't know how Trump recovers from this. And so I just want the White House to get this footage and see what is coming. They might release a million of these whistles in Washington, D.C. Then what are we going to do? You ever thought of that? What if they release a whole box of 3-in-1 whistles? Hold on. The whistling has stopped. The whistling has stopped. Hold on, folks. I'm getting intel right now. I'm getting intel right now. Yes? The White House is now preparing for these new whistleblowers. This is incredible. Wow. Wow, folks. Trump might resign now. This might be the end of Trump. Trump is now considering resigning because they have released brand new whistleblower technology, the likes of which we've never seen. Oh, look at this now. That's the magic tune right there to remove Trump from office. This is it, folks. Dark Magic live on Twitter. If you play this exact series of chords, Trump will be impeached. Oh, don't play the last one. No. No, don't do it. Trump's done. It's over. That's it, folks. How do you compete with that? It's over for Trump. There you saw it, folks. There you saw it, folks. She played the magic tune that's going to get Trump impeached. It's unbelievable.
Is Trump still in office? Is Trump still in office after that magical display? They play elves better. They play flutes better than elves over there at the impeached Trump protest. By the way, that wasn't even a compilation. That was actually just a straight 4.5-minute video there. There's a lot of wild stuff. I'm sure people will cut it up and dice it up and put it on their own channels, which, by the way, you're free to do. But you can see those videos on my Twitter. We'll maybe put those up on band.video too. In fact, I think we may just do that. Get those up on band.video too, whatever it takes. So let's actually put that on the things to do today too. And don't even worry about this, but put the two videos from me today at the impeached Trump rally and then the full video of me at the NBA. Let's put all those on our band.video channel at War Room on the band.video channel. All right, when we come back, I do still want to air one more thing, but Leo Zagami is going to be with us. But I think we'll get Leo. We're going to air one more clip from my impeached Trump visit today, and then we'll get Leo on and to break it down because it's very important, folks. You've seen the studies on IQ, but with the fluoride, but you've never quite seen any proof like this. So we'll air that on the other side, and Leo Zagami's going to join us. He's got breaking news as well. And he was really on top of it, folks, the meeting that William Barr had in Italy just a few weeks ago. A lot of stuff actually came out of that meeting that people are reporting on now that Leo reported on a while ago with us. So we'll get the latest from Leo Zagami. And we'll have one more funny clip from the impeached Trump rally that had a total of 8 people today. Powerful stuff.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, folks, we're about to be joined by Leo Zagami. I'm going to air this clip, and quite frankly, the news that's coming down right now is so heavy that, I mean, I can't even do it proper justice covering it right now, quite frankly. I don't really know if there's many that could. But it all flows from the same thing, folks. Call it whatever you want. We all know how corrupt this country's government was, the media and everything. Say what you want about Trump. He wasn't a part of that. He's fighting it. That's why they all hate him. And so now President Trump is just trying to do the right things for America and the global
mafia cabal is doing everything they can to try to destroy it. And so now the Red Link headlining Drudge, Erdogan holding 50 American nukes hostage. That's from an MSN story. Trump followed his gut on Syria. Calamity came fast. Right out of the playbook, folks. Right out of the script. Now, we'll see what this ends up meaning. But if the U.S. removes these nukes, they'll say that's essentially the end of the Turkey-United States alliance, which doesn't seem like a very strong alliance anyway. But the crazy mental gymnastics, folks, and this is highlighted in the video from my first and I think second video on my Twitter at the impeached Trump rally, is all of these liberals that hate Trump are anti-war. But then as soon as you say Trump's trying to remove the troops, Trump's calling for world peace, all of a sudden they want war. It's the craziest thing. It's total mental gymnastics propaganda. But quite frankly, this is just so heavy, I just can't even do it proper justice. And so just know that this is all part of the deep state, the globalist cabal trying to destroy Trump and the new world order that they have in place right now to eventually bring in the one world government, which will be based off the Chinese system. I mean, I don't know how else I can break this down for you folks. This is there's the Cold Civil War here in the West, and then there's the globalist nonstop war for control of the planet that America stands in the way of. Leo Zagami is about to join me. He may want to talk about that and some developments going on when it comes to Rome. But first, I just wanted to play this video because, look, it's a serious thing, folks. We filter our water. I filter our water. The studies are all out about the fluoride lowering IQ. There's more than that just in the water with the glyphosates and everything else. But if it's just fluoride, and let's get Leo's take on this, I don't think I could have ever even scripted a better ad for why you shouldn't drink fluoridated water. Here it is.
Oh my gosh, this lady's over here drinking. Here, wait. Hey, watch this.
Hey, can I get a hit of that? Hey, can I get a hit of that? Can I get a hit of that? Can I get a hit of that? What do you got in there? Was that whiskey?
Oh, the flask? No, it's water.
Oh, just water?
Yeah.
I wish it was whiskey.
I do too, but it's not. It's water.
So we can agree on that? Hey! We agreed on something. Whiskey! Oh.
The reason why I like that little flask is it fits in my pocket. B, it fits under a drinking fountain.
I was going to say, that wouldn't be enough for me. I'd have to refill it.
Those big, tall bottles people use, once they're empty.
Hey, wait, can I ask you a question? Do you filter your water?
No.
You drink the fluoride water?
Right out of the faucet.
You think there's no problem with that?
No, I don't think there's a problem with that.
What about the fluoride lowering IQ?
I've been all right.
You don't think fluoride lowers IQ?
I do not, but I do know that lack of fluoride rots out children's teeth.
All right, thank you. Now, that should literally be cut out into an ad of how fluoride lowers IQ right there. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but, you know.
So, hey, if you want to be, you know, 60 years old, blown on a plastic whistle, then, you know, drink fluoride your whole life. All right, Leo Zagami, a man that doesn't drink fluoride, you can tell he's basically a super genius. Leo, it's good to be joined by you. What do you want to get into today? Just blast right into it, Leo Zagami. What do you have at leozagami.com?
Well, we have a lot of articles regarding the latest scandals emanating from the Vatican, especially the latest one, which saw basically the head of the Vatican Gendarmerie, which is the Vatican police, resigning. He's the personal bodyguard of the Pope, and he was the one who raided the Vatican Secretariat of State on the 1st of October. So it's kind of a retaliation against him by those obscure forces which are fighting an internal battle within the Vatican, apparently for $500 million missing from the St. Peter's Pence, which is basically where all the money of the faithful goes in. So we are not talking about peanuts here. There's $500 million missing, and 250 have been used to buy a lavish property in London, of course, connected to the Queen of England. And yesterday we had also the arrival of Prince Charles in the Vatican for this unheard episode, which has seen the unification almost of Anglicans and Catholics for the canonization of this former Anglican priest who became a Catholic cardinal and is the first English saint in a very long time. So this is just a touch of what's going on in the Vatican, of course. But you have mentioned what is happening also with Erdogan, a person who, of course, shouldn't be trusted. And he's part of the evil cabal, as we know. But there is no other alternative. Turkey is in a mess because if we have tried in the past to get involved with internal politics in Turkey, we have always failed. So I would say that it's better to get those missiles and those bases out of Turkey as soon as possible.
You know, I couldn't agree more. I'm so glad you went there, Leo, because I look at it. And I feel like that's exactly what Turkey wants, is to be like, oh, no, don't take the nukes. Like, we're friends. If you do that, that's it. You know, like, that's the end of it. Like, they're doing an ultimatum. So to me, Trump should be like, okay, bye.
It's incredible the fact that Europe in particular has aided Turkey, selling them weapons, and this has been done always because they have regarded Turkey as an ally. They are part of NATO, after all. But every time there is an inch of crisis with Turkey, they are immediately surrounding the American bases. And this is not the first time that it happens. So, I mean, I should start thinking it's not a secure thing to have nuclear missiles inside the Turkish territory. And at the same time, we have, of course, other things that are happening in the world, like, for example, this admission by the Pope that Jesus is only a man and not God, an admission he made to a close friend called Eugenio Scalfari, who is a journalist. And this goes with this whole thing that they're trying to push so they can get the faster possible towards Chrislam. Because the moment in which you say that Jesus incarnate was just a man, well, that's the moment in which you can finally embrace also Islam in the fold, because they believe the same thing. They believe he's a prophet, but he's not a god. So there is, of course, the interest here of unifying all the religions. And Prince Charles sent a very powerful message towards that direction in the official newspaper of the Vatican, it was reported. And yesterday, when Prince Charles met with Pope Francis, he also complimented him about his alleged war for the environment. We know that there is an ongoing synod in the Vatican dedicated to the Amazon region, and this synod, of course, is in the hand of the globalists. And
Leo, before we go to this break, I want to be clear on something, because I mean, you're talking about the Pope saying Jesus was not part of the divine spirit, the Holy Trinity, part of God. I mean, isn't that, I mean, that pretty much goes against the entire Catholic religion. I mean,
of course,
the Pope just threw Catholicism under the bus, basically.
Well, and of course, the Vatican had to immediately counteract. There was an insurgency amongst all the traditionalists, and the Vatican, the official Vatican newspaper, had to make an article dissociating from Eugenio Scalfari. Now, this is the same guy who a couple of years ago reported that the Pope said that he didn't believe in hell. And the same thing happened 2 years ago. He's basically demonstrated the confidence of Pope Francis in him.
All right, Leo, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. LeoZagami.com, folks. Visit his website.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Leo Zagami from LeoZagami.com is with us. Leo, I want to give you the floor here to get into the Pope throwing the Catholic Church under the bus, or the situation in Turkey, because I think about this, because this is just breaking right now, but I think about this from a geopolitical breakdown, understanding the paradigm of how the globalists got into power. And this, to me, is actually a major bluff from the globalists, from Erdogan specifically, because, oh, this will end our alliance. Oh, don't take the tactical nukes out of this region. Oh, this will collapse. It's all this script, which is really them just acting like the Pied Piper. It's like, well, no, none of that. Turkey didn't have to invade Syria. They did that to make Trump look bad. It was all scripted. And so it's kind of the same thing I see happening now where, oh, we've got these 50 tactical nukes. And then they, of course, nukes, the whole fear-monger campaign involved with that too, Leo. So to me, just this seems like a big bluff by Turkey and NATO to keep America on a leash and not get out of these bad deals. I mean, that's what I see it. It's a geopolitical chess move from Turkey that the American media is using to make Trump look bad. Yeah, so what? Okay, so Turkey, is Turkey really our ally anyway? I mean, what? How so? I guess geopolitically in the region, but so I don't know. What do you think about that? Because to me, it just looks like a bluff, like, oh no, don't take your nukes back. That's it. It's like, okay, so what do you think, Leo?
Well, let's see who is the head of NATO at the moment. It's Secretary General Stoltenberg from Norway. Now, this guy, I had some past episodes in my life with him, and I can regard this guy as really dangerous because he's a socialist, he's a libtard, he's everything that we despise. And he's in charge of the whole thing. He has made secret deals with Turkey under the counter over and over again. He sends his old folks from Norway to in the winter to Turkey. This guy is in bed with Turkey. So, I mean, how can we trust the head of NATO is in bed with these guys who are now threatening us? There must be something wrong. Like you said, it seems like they are setting up some kind of plan so people can psychologically have fear of leaving Turkey on their own. Because, of course, once we leave Turkey on their own, God knows what will happen. And now, during Obama's reign, we know that they attempted to overthrow Erdogan. But Erdogan is very strong. He has allies all over Europe, and he has a very strong community also in Germany, where, as we know, he has also very close links with Angela Merkel. So who knows if there is also the hand of the Germans behind all this. I will definitely not trust a Turk ever in my life, ever again, at least. I had to do with them in the past, and I can say that with absolute certainty.
All right. I don't know why. That was just so funny for me. I'll never trust a Turk ever again, quote Leo Zagami. Yeah, especially if they're the Young Turks Network over there. I just think that Trump needs to stay bullheaded on this, and they'll threaten him with all the fake news stories, because that's what it is. It's, okay, you know what? Fine. We'll act like you're about to start nuclear war. We'll threaten you and say, oh, you take the nukes out, then that's war. And, you know, we don't have an ally anymore. Well, is Turkey really our ally in the region? They threaten to invade Europe if we don't do what they say.
Owen, Turkey is in bed with the Vatican. Turkey is in bed with the Jesuits. Turkey has been for a long time dealing with the Jesuits. Now, we talk, of course, of communist China. But do you know that Saint France, basically, that the Saint Francis that Pope Francis' name is inspired to is not the Saint Francis of Assisi, but it's Francis Xavier, who is buried in China. This guy was one of the seven first adepts of Ignazio Loyola, the founder of the Jesuit order, and he was sent to Asia, where he, of course, mingled with the various countries that they want to bring closer to the Vatican, and he ended up his life in Shangchuan Island in China, where there is actually, there is a big shrine dedicated to Francis Xavier in China. So communism is very much linked to the Jesuits. And of course, even the end of the empire of China and the rise of communism and the People's Republic of China is linked to Jesuit influence. So here we are, you know, and Turkey is part of this alternative network that, of course, includes China and Russia, and at times also India, even if India now is more on our side because they have realized that, of course, Pakistan is a threat, and of course we, with people like Obama, have only encouraged Pakistan and people like, of course, George W. Bush in their evil actions. So we have definitely an ally when it comes down to China, to India, but not with, of course, with China, that is very close to the Vatican and that in recent years has shifted their position from condemning the Catholic Church and creating their own Catholic Church to finally bringing together their own communist-appointed bishops with the ones from the Vatican that were part of this underground church. And now, basically, they have created this state Catholic communist church. Imagine that. I mean, it's the only place in the world where you have bishops that have been appointed by the Communist Party.
Well, I just think that maybe historically, Turkey, you know, you could have a debate who's our ally, Turkey or India. But I think there's no debate now. Politically, with the leadership, India is a closer ally than Turkey. Turkey uses its political leverage in the region to go against United States foreign policy, whereas India is working towards a better foreign policy and a U.S. influence for a better foreign policy as well. But I'm just curious, Leo, and by the way, there is this weird thing, too, where the left is now like pro-war. It's because they're more anti-Trump than they are anti-war. They want war, and now all of a sudden they all know what a Kurd is. If you would have asked them what a Kurd is a year ago, they would have thought you were talking about cheese. But now all of a sudden they're informed geopolitically in that region. But Leo, what does all this symbolize to you? What does all this symbolize to you on a global scale geopolitically?
Well, closing with Turkey, Turkey also is secretly anti-Semitic. I mean, I met once the doctor of Erdogan, the personal doctor of Erdogan, and in front of me, they admitted they were very anti-Semitic. And I was pretty shocked by the statements that this person made, because we are talking here about the official personal doctor of Erdogan. And the statements they made against Israel really made me turn. Like, I was like, oh, my God. So there is also that side of things. Regarding the Kurds, they, of course, have been used by the past Democrat administrations. And now, of course, everything has reversed. We have to also understand that Turkey was the principal supporter, logistically speaking, of ISIS and their state. We have seen pictures of Turkish military together with ISIS. And there were weapons carried from Turkey into Iraq, into what was the ISIS territory. So, I mean, we are talking here about very despicable characters, very double-sided and very difficult to trust, if not impossible.
Yeah, and that's crazy, too, because obviously ISIS and Turkey would have a similar enemy in Israel. And so it would make sense. And then, of course, what does Turkey say? We're going to open up our borders and just let ISIS pour in to Europe. And then once they're in Europe, they can get pretty much anywhere because those borders are open, too. Leo, I want to show you a video. I want to show you a video in the next segment, but go ahead. Finish that.
Yeah, remember that Turkey is the one that has threatened the EU and Germany to release 2.5 million people on Europe if they don't give them money. So, I mean,
why is Angela Merkel still in? I thought she was supposed to leave. She's shaking, you know, like a wet kid in a winter, you know, storm or something.
You can't remove these people. They are part of the establishment. So, I mean.
But she was like, I mean, literally, she's up there like she can't even stand straight now. She's like having seizures or something. And didn't she say she was going to step down?
Yeah, but she's an ecstasy agent. She's very close to Russia. Russia is doing deals with Germany.
All right, no, Leo, just say it. Is Angela Merkel Hitler's daughter?
No, I don't want to go so far as saying that. There's been a lot of, conspiracy theories saying that, but I don't have
any. She's bringing in Hitler's plan. It was Hitler's EU. She's living Hitler's dream.
I know, and there is enough evidence, though, that we have with photos to match, also identification documents, that prove that she was a Stasi agent. So that means an agent of the Soviet Union. That means a communist.
Yes, and it is communism, and that's the threat right now. All right, Leo Zagami, stick around one more segment if you can. I want to show a video to you and just get your breakdown on it. Folks, don't forget about leozagami.com, his website. Don't forget about band.video. where all of our video reports go, all the live shows go, the live streams, the uploads. It's all at band.video, folks, and it's all supported by you at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, Leo, I've got a video I wanted to play of Trump protesters burning Trump hats. And I wanted to get into how that's a Satanism thing, whether or not they realize it. They're actually engaging in Satanism when they do this. But, you know, I forgot to get into the fact that you came on the War Room, what was it, a week or two ago, and kind of broke all the bar news when he was in Italy before the rest of the media. They're all playing catch up. So do you want to get into the bar stuff first before I show you this video?
Well, yes, to finish up with this investigation in Rome, which basically William Barr and John Durham conducted on behalf of Trump, that led, unfortunately, to nothing on the short term because they were not able of finding still this missing Joseph Misfood, which is at the heart of the Russian hoax of this whole Mueller report. I mean, imagine this. They might have even found him. The thing is this, they might have even broken a deal behind the scenes because it's so powerful what this guy could bring us, this Joseph Misfood, because thanks to him, then Papadopoulos went on this whole thing with the Russian hoax. And this will prove that the Mueller report is indeed not only a witch hunt, but it's a complete conspiracy against the U.S. president. So, I mean, it's very powerful stuff that's been going on. And on the 9th of October, there was a meeting between the CIA chief of station in Rome and the Italian intelligence authorities to discuss this whole thing. Because, of course, Trump wants some answers from the Italian authorities because they have apparently participated, Matteo Renzi, the former prime minister, and Gentiloni in this conspiracy. Of course, they were doing it on behalf of Barack Obama. So here we have an ex-former president, Barack Obama, who has actively participated in a conspiracy against the president of the United States. I mean, it's incredible. I think it's incredible. I think that this whole Ukraine farce is a distraction. We should really go after Robert Mueller, and we should investigate him. We should investigate Barack Obama and all the people that were involved in the Russian hoax, because definitely it's something that goes against the very basis of American democracy.
All right, Leo, I want to show this video before you jump away. LeoZagami.com, ladies and gentlemen, his website. He also has a YouTube channel, Leo Lion Zagami. Fun stuff you're doing over there. Good reporting as well. Check that out. Guys, go ahead and roll this video, because I was breaking this down. You can just do the B-roll, guys. It was from a Trump rally last week where the protesters stole a bunch of Trump hats, and then they burned them again, this is Satanism. Now, I'm not saying they even know what they're doing. I'm not saying that they're actively, consciously engaging in Satanism. I'm saying they have unwillingly and unwittingly been possessed by Satan, and fire is a portal for demons and for Satan to get into the 3D realm. And so they're out here burning these hats at a Trump rally, literally opening up realms for Satan. I mean, that's what this is. Am I crazy, Leo?
No, fire is actually a very powerful tool. In fact, recently this summer, Alistair Crowley's building in Scotland was set on fire for the second time. And people actually seem to think that it was done on purpose. And behind this whole rebuilding of Crowley's temple, there was actually involved even the UK intelligence, the British intelligence. So, I mean, fire is a very powerful tool. But to see this burning of, after the Minneapolis speech especially, which was so powerful from Donald J. Trump, which of course has made us really understand that these Democrats are on the, they don't have a possibility to, they don't stand a chance, democratically speaking. I mean, if they want to impeach Trump, then they can, of course, start a civil war. But even then, Owen, can you imagine these libtards with a gun in their hands?
And I asked the Trump protesters today that were at the impeached Trump rally, I was like, well, what if the impeachment leads to civil war? And they kind of had to sit for a second and realize how real this was. And they had to, it's like, you know, you get into a ring with Mike Tyson, you know, you just got into a ring with Mike Tyson, dude. Like, look out. Ladies and gentlemen, the lines have been drawn. It's never been more clear. Good and evil, American or anti-American. It's never been more clear, ladies and gentlemen. And my next guest does a great job documenting the evil and the anti-Americans that take the streets of California. Now he's going nationwide, videotaping these people everywhere. In fact, we've been rolling a lot of his footage. Elijah Schaefer from Slightly Offensive. Before we do bring Elijah on, InfoWarsStore.com has a big sale happening right now, the Everything Must Go sale, and we mean it. That's why you have products like Survival Shield X3, 70% off right now. Everything must go. You've got 25% off the Ultimate Krill Oil that people love. Just go check out all these discounts for yourself. 50% off many of the items, up to 70% off some of the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And you know, I was thinking about this over the weekend, what we're doing at InfoWarsStore.com, specifically with the InfoWars Life supplements. Think about it like this. There are a lot of people out there that get into the supplement industry, and they sell their supplements at grocery stores or on the internet or supplement stores, what have you. And it's very popular. A lot of people supplement. But what you don't realize, And I don't know what made me realize this over the weekend, those supplement people or those supplement companies, they're selling their supplements and they're just taking the profits. I mean, that's their business model, is selling supplements and profiting. That's their capitalist business model, and it works well. Our business model takes that business model, except the profits that we make aren't for making profit. It's for literally funding the InfoWar. It's literally making sure I'm on air. Alex is on air. We have websites where you can find our live streams where they're not going to shut us down and censor us. So it's just a total battle right now for the cyberspace to get messages out there where I got to tell you, when I go out, and let me get Elijah's take on this too. So folks, InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of these huge specials. The Super Male Vitality is on sale. I love that. I talk about the Turbo Force all day. I love that. Now's the time to try it all. But Elijah, I want to get your take on this. And we don't talk before we come on, folks. So, I mean, we're script-free here. This is just real talk from just man-to-man between me and Elijah. I was at an impeached Trump rally today, Elijah. And, you know, I won't say you get numb to it, but it kind of gets a certain regularity where you go to these Trump protests and you see the craziness, you see the madness, like, you know, adults blowing on plastic flutes like they're elves or something. I mean, it's a crazy thing. Like, somehow that's going to impeach Trump. You kind of get used to that. But I got to be honest with you. I want to get your take on this. There was a class field trip of kids. They couldn't have been more than second graders that walked by while this impeached Trump rally was going on. And I heard a couple of them shout, yeah, we hate Trump. Trump sucks. And it literally broke my heart. And I used to kind of feel that way a little bit, not so much with the Trump protesters, because they are victims. They're brainwashed stooges. I mean, I wish I could give, they're thirsty in the desert. I'm trying to give them water. They reject me. But to have the kids walk by and say, we hate Trump. Yeah, get Trump out. It broke my heart to see children victimized by propaganda like this. And it really just reemphasized the whole media agenda right now. Trump is an American legend, an American icon. His name should be platinum in American history, and they're trying to destroy it now. They're writing the narrative now. Trump's name is crap. We're going to remove him. He was the worst. Treasonous, all this stuff. The total opposite of reality. And I get it. The adults, brainwashed stooges, I can only do so much with them. But to see the kids, Elijah, my heart broke. My heart broke when these young children walked by and said, we hate Trump. Because that's the brainwashing. That's the agenda. So now they'll grow up essentially under the trend thinking, yeah, Trump's the worst thing ever to happen to America, even though it's the best thing to ever happen to America in their life. It broke my heart seeing that, Elijah. Do you experience that same phenomenon when you're out at these protests?
Yeah, you know, I really do, because especially when you see the children and you actually look at their faces and they're afraid. And I want to bring up something. You know, I was starting a new show with a friend, and I was looking for an editor, a young editor, somebody who could invest Swequity. And when I found an editor and I was talking to them, they told me, you know, I every day live in fear that the world's going to end from climate change. And, you know, I know we like laugh about the fact that people keep saying the world's going to end every 12 years, every single 12 years. But when I really sat there and I realized this is a young person, you know, who's been raised under this propaganda, and he's talking to me saying, I'm actually don't have motivation to do my job because the world's going to freaking end. I realized that like somebody had taken a child's mind, brainwashed it to the point where they have created a fear, a fearful, like a pit of fear in somebody to where they're debilitated. And as much as we're impervious to it because we see right through the BS, these kids with malleable minds are literally being put into a position that is child abuse, and it's raising a next generation of people who are looking to the government and to officials to save them from their imminent deaths that they actually believe is going to happen. And it starts with the kid. And when you watch it, you go, that is a kid that is going to be exposed to pornography and lose his innocence. And you know what's sad? But right now they're doing something even worse than what porn could do to a young kid. What even might even be considered to be ideological molestation. They're taking a kid and they're giving him a false worldview so that he's a clone, that he's a drone, and that he's programmable. And they're doing that abuse, not only excitingly, but if you don't get in line with it, they call you a bigot. They call you a hater. And it may make that kid an enemy, not only of you, but of the entire United States of America.
Well, and I was thinking too, because we know that this goes on in the school system. I just wonder how much the curriculum has changed. Just since I was in school, because I remember going and taking, and this is kind of in another vein, but it's still the same thing when it comes to brainwashing. All this stuff that the left preaches about men and women and all this stuff, in psychology, they don't teach that. In psychology, they teach what we know is a man, what we know is a woman, what we know happens between a man and a woman, what women like, what men like. It's all taught in basic psychology courses if you take them in college, but then the professors, I guess, steps outside of the classroom and it's, there's no difference between men and women. In fact, there is no such thing as a biological man or a woman. And a man can get pregnant and all this stuff. And then the youth sees that. And then they see Drag Queen Story Hour. I just can't even imagine what goes on in their minds. I mean, I was innocent as a kid. I didn't worry about this stuff. I think that's okay. At some point you grow up and you start to pick and choose your battles, what you want to pray about, what you want to worry about. But like, these kids have such a distorted worldview. I don't know how do you even grow up? How do you mature? How do you develop? How do you evolve as a person?
Well, you know, and that's a really good question to ask, because, you know, and I think that a lot of times even work like mine or yours sometimes can cause minds and people to sort of, you know, feel like they despise people on the left. But really, truly, they are victims. And I think it's important for people to keep that, and not in a way to give them a pass. But it's like when you watch these videos, right, of people calling on witches at these climate strike protests to do seances to save the planet, people gluing themselves to bridges, you know, we laugh because we go, what the hell are you doing? But then when you think about it, it's like what they're being told is people like you, like me, people who seek God, people who are fighting for truth. Even if you're not a God-fearing person, you believe in truth and light and righteousness. They're being told that we're denying climate change, that we're the enemies. And so they don't know what to do because they think that like the quote unquote good people in society are the ones that are bringing about the end of it. And so then they're in desperation without any truth behind them, crying out to like the devil. It's like, well, if the good people and the God-fearing people are destroying the country, then I don't know what to do. We'll call upon the demons. We'll call upon the trees. I'm going to just glue myself to this bridge because I don't know what the hell is happening.
And no, so that's exactly it. That's like we look at this. We look at the Trump thing and we say, wow, okay. Trump's enemies, CNN goes after him, ABC goes after him. They fake news that gets us into war. These Democrats that have made $200 million serving in Congress for 20 years, how'd they do that? They hate Trump. So you start to kind of identify Trump by his enemies. This is a psychological tactic, but it's a smart one. It's not even necessarily, it's like instincts. But they have the same instincts, it's just aimed at us. So they're told we're the enemy because we love God, because we don't believe man-made climate change, whatever it is. And so now we're their enemy because all the things that they love, we speak the truth to, and they can't stand that.
Infowars.com/show.
I'm on media overload right now. Elijah Schaefer is with us. We're going to go to some of these powerful videos he has. But, I mean, it's just crazy. It's like, what do you pick for the main story? The globalists trying to start a world war and dummy Trump into it? The cold civil war happening in the West? The left trying to make it hot? I mean, they're already out assaulting people. We'll play some of these videos. And then there's just the overall stuff that it doesn't matter. It affects all of us. The 5G, the plastic foods. Folks, you're literally eating plastic. Like, half the food is plastic now. You say, oh, that's crazy. No, it really is. And they do tests. Rice is an easy one to test. I mean, it's just wild. And so I'm just sitting here in information overload. China censoring television and the internet and the NBA now. I mean, my goodness. The impeachment for Trump is ongoing. I have people sending me files where JFK Jr., in 1994, said that Joe Biden was a traitor. I have the memo right here. It's declassified. I mean, so it's absolutely wild. But let's go to some of Elijah Schaefer's videos right now, and he can just kind of relive this craziness with us. First, let's go to clip 24, or excuse me, guys, clip 23, a man gets assaulted for wearing a Trump hat. So they're literally walking circles around him, and then two people slap his hat and hit him. And they're just kind of waiting. It's just like a game of chicken. Like, you see Elijah, like, nobody really wants to fight. They just want the other guy to throw the punch and then to act tough. I mean, did you shoot that? That was your footage. I mean, what is the attitude? Why are these people so deranged?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. And I think what's really weird is not what I saw happen, but the reaction I got from liberal blue checkmark Twitterverse, as well as from people messaging me, basically saying, oh, you call that assault? And I said, yes, hitting someone in the face. Like, oh, you're the kind of guy who would call, you know, you're the kind of guy who would call a chest bump assault. And I'm like, yeah, no, I think hitting people in public is assault. I'm not sure that I'm like, you know.
They're just trying to justify their violence.
Yeah, it's always like they go, well, is it wrong to hit a hat off someone with an ideology that wants to kill millions? Yeah. I go, well,
is it wrong to hit a Nazi?
Yeah, you'd have to prove then, like, before you hit him, you need to have evidence that the guy's trying to kill millions of people, because you can't just assume, like, it's them trying to prove the negative, like, hey, we can do whatever we want, because in that moment, that guy didn't disprove that he's a Nazi. And so, like, and I'm telling you, like, people were like, oh, I'm so sorry that the hats were hurt in the process. And it's like, dude, that's stealing property. That's infringing on people's rights. I don't know about you, but you have no right to do that by any means. We have more footage we're going to be releasing too. Them throwing stuff at like old people's cars, like old couples just like trying to leave a parking lot. They're throwing cones.
Hey, keep talking, Elijah. I just want the crew to just do B-roll of clip 24, the pile of burned hats that you filmed. Go ahead, guys.
Right. Yeah. So it's absolutely insane because, you know, and then you look at the hats and you see these hats being burned. And it reminds me of those piles of the stuff at concentration camps, right? Where they would get all of the tools and the jewelry and people's belongings and put them in piles. And of course, everyone, you know, all these great tolerant liberals are messaging me and replying like, wow, what a beautiful sight. So good to see. I feel bad for the hats and their families. Like making fun of the fact that property was stolen. And by the way, stolen often through violence. They were hitting the people. Not only through just normal means, but they were smacking the hats off.
And by the way, you cannot mirror this. Yeah, here's a video here of a Trump supporting woman getting slapped by a Trump protester, and then this I'm going to not curse today. Then this pig gets in her face after she slapped. They're walking by smiling. They don't even say anything. And then this pig slaps her in the face. Her boyfriend and her try to get tough. Like, yeah. We played the video last week. The guy gets spit right in his face. He just laughs it off. You can't mirror this with any Democrat event. There is zero evidence of Trump supporters showing up at Democrat events, engaging in violence, intimidation, harassment. It doesn't happen. And there's going to be a breaking point. And, I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you this. A Trump supporter pulled a gun on someone in Minnesota. That actually did happen. And then everyone got mad saying, oh, they pulled a gun out. But here's what I want to point out. This is what really pisses me off, actually, is before I get to that, I want to explain one little story. So I have a video of a guy, of an old man running away. I hate this video where this happens. They spit on him. But, yeah, you know, they're going after this guy and he's running. And then they tweet me without any evidence going, oh, this is a criminal. Like, I was there. This guy was choke holding a girl. That's why he's running away. And I wrote back and, they all laugh at me. Aha, you're a propagandist. And I go, hello, do you not know of the other footage that was out there? Why did he put a girl in a chokehold and then run? Because he got punched in the face twice. Just an old man got knocked in the face, just straight up sucker punch while wearing a Trump hat. So he grabbed one of the girls because, these girls think, oh, I'm going to just punch a guy in the face. Well, you're going to play tough. You're going to get hurt. And then they all started attacking the old man, probably like 62, 65 years old. They walked up to him while he's walking and just punched him in the side of the face. And it's like, well, we saw him in a chokehold. That's why we chased him. No, you're lying. He got hit because he was wearing Trump attire. He was leaving. I saw it. I tried to stop it. And we have other footage. And they go, you got 7 hours of footage, like laughing at me. Like, it doesn't matter that I have the evidence. It's like, you're so funny. You know, it made me laugh. 7 hours of footage. And you go, you guys are sick human beings. And that being said, they're like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, a Trump supporter pulled a gun out on people. I go, yeah. He was driving in the street, masked individuals, made a chain, surrounded his car, threw objects at it, which number one is damaging property. Number two could be considered a threat to life. I don't think the man had the right to shoot anyone at that point. So I'm not saying he should have shot anyone, but he had the right to pull a gun out and say, I am armed. Do not damage my property. Do not damage my wife and, or my life. And everyone's mad. Oh, why'd he pull a gun out? It was just people surrounding his car throwing stuff.
Well, yeah, what are you supposed to do? Exactly. They just want you to sit there and take it. And that's what I'm saying. It's like there is going to be a breaking point. I don't know what it's going to be. It's going to be something. And really, you know what it needs to be? It needs to be the police going out there and kicking their asses. That's what it really needs to be.
They were weak. No. They were so weak. I'm going to tell you this. The Minneapolis PD, and I know why, because the mayor was trying to get the thing underfunded. I had never seen police so weak. Now, I got bear maced a couple times. There were some people who were doing a lot. The cops were hitting people. They got on horses. But they were getting pushed back. The police are showing a sign of weakness. The only police department.
No, that's what I'm saying. They need to kick their ass.
Dude, just beat the shit to crap out of them. Sorry, I won't say. Yeah, but just bam, just hit them, because these people they think they're getting away with it. But the best thing that I saw was these protesters stole. We have footage of it. It'll come out in the next coming days. But they stole the barricade from in front of the police and ran with it. And then police just came up to them. It just went. And bear maced everyone in the face.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, they're also waving Chinese flags. We're going to also have that's the point with Brandon on today. A Trump protester tried to choke him out. Tomorrow we're going to be joined by another Trump supporter who got spat on. I mean, it's a joke. I could do a whole day. I mean, literally, I could do a whole 24-hour broadcast bringing on all the guests that have been assaulted, people spat on, hats on. We could do a whole day of that. Again, you cannot mirror that. There is not this violence, conservatives going against liberals or whatever you want to call it. It just doesn't happen. So I don't know where the breaking point is, because if the police aren't going to do it, I'm afraid the next person's going to pull out a gun and something bad is going to happen. That's not what we want to happen, but you just have to look at the trends, folks. All right, Elijah's going to be with us for another segment. He says he has something special he wants to show me on the other side of this break. I wish I had more time. I got a clip. Roger Stone, former co-host of mine until the deep state gagged him. He told you about Fiona Hill over a year ago. And I've explained this before, but like the reason they silence us and go after people is because we have real sources. Now you're about to find out about the Ukrainian ambassador spying on U.S. journalists. It's all coming out.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Is under attack. This is the War Room. with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
All right, Elijah says he wants to show me something here, but first let's go to another clip from his YouTube channel, Slightly Offensive. Just another 30-second clip of these crazy, deranged Trump impeachment protesters. Free whistles? Oh, my gosh. That's their new thing. They just blow whistles. It just shows they really have no idea what fascism is. If Trump was a fascist or we were in a fascist country, they would all be arrested. I mean, these protests would be done overnight. I mean, the level of ignorance is really unmeasurable in these Trump protests, Elijah. I just don't even know what we can do at this point. They're just willing fools.
You know, it's actually very true. I'm sorry I was listening to you, but I wanted to show you, basically, I brought a new player into the resistance against these people who are trying to destroy our country. And he's sort of a test subject. I'm testing the effectiveness of walls. And I want to just introduce him to the InfoWars family. Can you see him in there? Let me see.
What is that, a gerbil?
It's my new pet hamster. His name is Gus or Gussie Boy. And he used to be an Antifa member because he was just like a caged animal, like a pawn, who just did what his emotions told him to do.
Yeah, he's trying to get over that wall. He really wants out of that wall there.
Yeah, but it stops. Walls are effective, and poor Gussie knows. Sometimes you have to give a little Border Patrol action there and just, you know.
Yeah, I noticed he's trying to climb the wall and get over the border to freedom.
But it's not working because poor little guy. But, you know, here he is. Let me get him for a second. Here, come here. Come here. So this is Gus. And he was a previous Antifa member, like I mentioned, and I've rescued him from.
So that was the smartest member of your local Antifa.
He was Rose City Antifa. He's the leader of Portland Antifa. Literally, people thought this entire time it was domestic terrorists, and this whole time it was just a dumb gerbil was leading this entire anti-fascist movement. But I've rescued him, and I'm safe to say that he said that he's much happier. Being a part of the Slightly Offensive team, and he's finally learned that, you know, life is more than destruction. So now he destroys cardboard boxes and wood chips. Look at that. Instead, he's still throwing things.
He's not Molotov cocktails anymore.
It's not bags of paint.
He's still throwing objects at the Trump supporters, though.
Yeah, and he's still digging.
Old habits die hard.
Yeah, this is so. He's just a friend, and I wanted to make him famous because he's going to be making debuts in my videos. We're going to start finding out what Antifa really thinks about things. So we're going to start asking him. His name is Gus from Cinderella, also known AKA on the streets of Portland as Gussie Boy or Comrade Gus.
Well, maybe if the hamster interviews the protesters, maybe they'll talk to him because they won't talk to me. I mean, there was about half a dozen Trump protesters that showed up in Austin today to impeach Trump. I asked them why to impeach Trump. They don't know. So maybe they'll talk to a gerbil.
You got to go in disguise, actually. So that's an interesting point. So we have problems, too. You know, people recognizing who we are because, you know, they're nice little like lefty chats where they throw you out. I have advice for independent journalists now. Don't go with any branded or marked gear. Don't put branding on your mic. Just dress like them. Go out there and have real conversations and try to get in and really, really question people because I've been having a lot more success recently going under my camera screen name, which I don't want to give away here, but I have a new network that I started that just produces positive liberal videos. And so when I give out my card and they check me out, I look like I'm an Antifa member.
Wow, this is news to me. You just outed yourself. Did you mean to do that? Do we need to scrub this from the record?
No, it's fine. It was Gus's idea anyways, but I have to go in and really, really, really just say the truth. Like if you say who you are, your life's in danger. And unfortunately it's like, you know, it's that age old thing. Like, you know, people had to do that back in the old days, like in Hong Kong, if you want to write something, you have to go in under a different pen name. I mean, even Benjamin Franklin had to do this when he was going under a different pen name to talk about the revolution. If you want to get the news anymore, people are so violent. you know, you actually have to go under, not like not lying, but under, it's a real organization that I started, so it's just true, but you have to go under a pen name now. If you go out there like you, just guns blazing, you can't get a single word out of people, and they're so hostile, so inhumane, that you have to just like get them to drop their guard, and you have to be smart about the way you approach them.
No, you know what? I think you're right, actually. I think I'm going to get a disguise. I'm dead serious. I've been thinking about this, and I've been thinking about doing even a channel with it, too. So I'm going to take this idea from Elijah Schaefer here, who apparently got it from a hamster. But
look, I mean, if you think about this, look at this. Instantly, look. Boom.
Whoa, hey, what happened to Elijah Schaefer?
Yeah,
hey, guys, where's Elijah? Yeah. Who is this? Hey, who are you?
Hunter Biden. Or that's a name that's already indicted. But I mean, this is good, right? I mean, it's like, you just go out there. I have a few, I mean, we have the stuff, and I just have to say, it's like, look at me. I'm
stressed out. No. Who are you? Who are you, though?
Oh, Michael Scott.
You're Michael Scott?
Yeah, that's what I told everyone in
with what news agency? You're Hunter Biden with what news agency?
I'm Hunter Biden with Glitch TV.
You, I think your only thing you're lacking here, it's a nice chrome dome you have there. I think you need to polish it, though, a little bit. Make it, you know, a little shinier.
Look at this. It's got the full wraparound.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at that. 360. What do you think? It's not bad, right? I mean, it's just not
No,
bad.
You totally pull it off. No one will notice.
Look, it's like you don't even notice that it's like I'm bald now.
I had no idea that I thought that you replaced Elijah. I didn't even know who you were.
And then ready for this one? Are you ready for this one? I call this one a white gangster. Give me a second.
Not again. Here. Uh-oh. What's happening now? Hamster's falling from the ceiling. That's your look. That's the one for you right there. You're definitely Antifa with that look.
Well, yeah. It's like, yo, what's up, dog? West Side, where you at?
Wow. Because
African-Americans wear black ones to match their hair. So
well, you're a black woman, though, aren't you? I mean, you identify as a black woman. Are you still a black lesbian?
No, 100%. My pronouns are still they. My pronouns are actually all of them. It's he, she,
dude, we haven't even talked since that crazy clown hall. I mean, seriously, Trump derangement syndrome is on full display.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I was talking, literally, satanic people everywhere there. That poor kid whose mom, like, imagine this, that kid who's like transgender. Imagine you're like five, right? You don't even understand gender roles, you know, because you're five and you're just 5 years old and you're happy to color inside the line. And then you color like a colorful picture, like a rainbow or something, because you're a kid and kids love like color. And then your mom goes, oh, you like rainbows? And it's like, yeah, I love rainbows. And then like you have a sister and they're like playing dress up and you're just being like five. And she's like, you be the queen or something. And you like put a sheet around you as like a fake dress and like a crown. Your mom goes, oh, you like to dress like woman? Son, you might be what's called a transgender. And the kid's like, yeah, I'm a transgender. And then everyone, this is even worse about this. Not mom is satanic and she's going to go to hell probably. And she's abusive. But what was crazier is like the mom comes in, the kid's like, hi, I'm a kid and I'm a transgender. And everyone's like,
yeah, that was wild. Elizabeth Warren is like, way to go, kid. Yeah, you're the future.
Yeah. Yeah. Promoting mental illness in your children is a way to destroy a country and a nation. I'm not worried about it. I think there's so few of these people. It's like there's always been child molesters. There's always been child abusers. And what's weird about it, though, is society is still against child molestation for at least now. Right. And if people think that I'm like a fearmonger for saying that, I'm like, we're like kind of still against pedophilia, at least on TV, you have to be. And, you know, but the sad thing is like this is sexualizing children. This is a gateway to pedophilia. It really is.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. Because it's all about it really is all about sex. I mean, why else are you changing your gender or whatever? But you know what? No, Elijah, you know what? I have to say something. I'm a little upset with my parents right now because I used to dress up as a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, and now I'm still human. I could have been a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle this whole time.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right. I got this segment to cover some news and tell you about InfoWarsStore.com. Peter Diabrasca is going to join me in the next hour. So is That's the Point with Brandon, who the guy tried to choke him out at a Trump rally. I don't know. Fuck. It's just like, at a certain level, you just wonder what you're going to do. But we're going to play some of these clips. Again, though, we've got the Everything Must Go sale happening at InfoWarsStore.com right now, ladies and gentlemen. The Everything Must Go sale, up to 70% off some of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, guys, here, let's just do this because there's so many great supplements. I can't decide what I want to talk about. So just go to the supplement page right now, and I'm going to tell you all about these supplements. The Survival Shield X3, that's 70% off right now, folks. Oh, the skincare. Oh, see, I'm bad. In fact, I'm going to be double bad now. Guys, I came to the studio over the weekend and I commandeered my silver skin cream that I keep at the desk. It's now in my home. So somebody go and procure me another super silver skin cream, please, from InfoWarsStore.com that I can have at my desk. My hands are a little dry and calloused. It's really unacceptable, folks. It's really unacceptable. Yeah, if you could get a hop, get on the hop, please. Thank you. My hands are going to be, if I don't get the silver skin cream in 5 minutes, I think my hands might just dehydrate into dust live on air. And so how am I going to shuffle my newspapers when that happens? So that's just one of the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, the Super Silver Skin Cream. And that's a unique product that you can only find at InfoWarsStore.com, kind of like the Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, which is literally the best when it comes to topical wound care. It is by far the best. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, thank goodness my skin cream is here. Oh, my gosh! Okay. Okay, hold on. You know, this is the big tube right here of the Super Silver Skin Cream. Give me a document cam. You know, some of these Antifa guys might be a little dry and crusty. So tell them about Super Silver Skin Cream at InfoWarsStore.com, but do not ever throw it at the show host. Do you understand? Never. Ever again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com. This one needs opened. I'm going to have to bust this open in the break so my hands don't dry into dust. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Try the new VasoBeat Complete. That's on sale right now at a discounted rate. The t-shirts, the hats, great way to meet like-minded people. A great gift to give as well. Emergency food supplies. By the way, here, let me do this. Guys, have clip 27 ready to go because, I can tell you about how great these products are, but let me do this. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Survival Shield X2 or X3 to fight the fluoride. Yeah, you're bad. Get him off the screen. No, actually, give him one more time just so we can be reminded of the message in the background. Flash him one more time. You're bad. Okay, now he's off screen. I don't need to give you any more evidence as to why you need to filter your water with the water filters at InfoWarsStore.com and why you need to fight the fluoride in your system with the iodine supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, Survival Shield X2 or X3, take your pick. This is a woman who admits she's been drinking the fluoride her whole life. She's 60 years old, still playing with children's toys. And so this is, I'm not even going to try to tell you why. This is why, folks, you need to filter your water and get an iodine supplement from InfoWarsStore.com. Roll the clip.
Oh my gosh, this lady's over here drinking. Here, wait. Hey, watch this.
Hey, can I get a hit of that? Hey, can I get a hit of that? Can I get a hit of that? Can I get a hit of that? What do you got in there? Was that whiskey?
Oh, the flask? No, it's water.
Oh, just water?
Yeah.
That's, I wish it was whiskey.
I do too, but it's not. It's water.
So we can agree on that? Hey! We agreed on something. Whiskey! Oh!
The reason why I like that little flask is it fits, A, it fits in my pocket, B, it fits under a drinking fountain.
I was going to say, that wouldn't be enough for me. I'd have to refill it.
Those big, tall bottles people use, once they're empty,
Hey, wait, can I ask you a question? Do you filter your water?
No,
drink the fluoride water?
Right out of the faucet.
You think there's no problem with that?
No, I don't think there's a problem with that.
What about the fluoride lowering IQ?
I've been all right.
You don't think fluoride lowers IQ?
I do not, but I do know that lack of fluoride rots out children's teeth.
All right, thank you. Now, that should literally be cut out into an ad of how fluoride lowers IQ right there. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but, you know.
For real, though, you see that, that's what the fluoride water does to you after how many years? I mean, in fact, guys, if I'm playing a plastic flute at a political protest when I'm 60, will somebody just kill me? One of you guys just kill me, please? Thank you. All right. But let's not even stop there. I can only assume that these individuals have been taking heavy doses of fluoride in clip 16. You don't even believe this anymore. Climate activists, they're super gluing their breasts to the street. Children are super gluing their hands to the street. They're blocking traffic. They're climbing buildings. They're plugging cows' buttholes. Literally, they're putting needles into the cow's intestines so that they can't fart, but they fart into a bag. I mean, my gosh. I can't even believe this. They're doing the craziest dances you've ever seen. They're doing, like, fake rugby scrums. I mean, seriously, like, how? That's what I'm saying. We could do a whole day dedicated to just playing the Antifa violence, and then we could do a whole day of videos just showing how insane these people are. Everybody saw the video. Remember that one? I don't even know if it was a climate change protest, but this woman's literally spraying her breast milk on people. I mean, I'm sorry, but literally that's what she did. I mean, it's the sickest thing you've ever seen. And it's just like, wow, don't do ecstasy, kids. But here, let's go to clip 16. Climate activists are now literally burying their heads in the sand.
One, two, three.
They bury their head in the sand. You can't make this up. Hey, if you stay down there long enough, you'll really stop climate change. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's going to do it now. That's climate change is done now. They just stuck their head in their own. Never mind. Okay. Wow. Wow. Seriously, though, I don't want to play the clip. Everybody's seen the clip of the lady. Do you guys all see that viral clip of the lady spraying her breast milk? You haven't seen this one? All right. I'm not going to air it. There's brief nudity. What? No, I'm not going to air it. No, the crew wants me to air it. Savannah wants me to air it. I don't know why Savannah would want me to air that. It's a little strange. Look, all I'm going to say is if you've seen that video, that's what ecstasy does to you, kids. And you'll have a grand old time spraying your breast milk on a crowd of people because the ecstasy makes it feel good. But hey, why don't we just do it in the road like the Beatles said? Let's just go full liberal. Okay, let's move on. So this is pretty wild in clip 17. And I actually predicted this would happen, but this might be the beginning of a swing. And I'm not saying Antifa are going to like become like, I don't know how to say this, heroes, but maybe they'll have a little better understanding of who their so-called enemy is. Here is Antifa defacing a Democrat party office. Go ahead and roll the clip. So I don't know where this one is, but it's Antifa at a Democrat office, and they've spray-painted all over it. It's basically just been totally vandalized. And so, again, I'm not encouraging violence. I'm not telling Antifa to be violent about anybody. I've always told Antifa, though, that if you really want to be anti-fascist, the fascism is really squarely on the left right now. With Google and Apple, the Democrat Party censoring their political adversaries. So maybe Antifa is finally waking up to that. Maybe they finally understand the fascism that is happening with big tech and the progressive Democrats and the globalists. But maybe this is a sign that they've kind of turned the leaf as far as where to direct their anti-fascist activity. Now, again, we look for change politically, culturally, with free speech. So I'm not condoning any violence. Don't go out and burn Democrat headquarters. That's what Antifa does. Actually, what they've been doing to Republican headquarters, now apparently they're doing it to Democrat headquarters. So did Antifa finally wake up overnight and smell the coffee and realize that all the fascism is coming from the left? Hey, you don't have to like Trump. Trump's not the fascist. And there's this weird thing where I'm talking to these liberals. They're obviously anti-war. They obviously want small government. But the brainwashing has made them hate Trump so much that they'll go against their own instincts of small government and anti-war just to get Trump.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, I'm going to do as much as I can in this short segment before we're joined by Peter Diabrasca to talk about the fake news media trying to lead us into another war. And then Brandon, from That's the Point with Brandon, to talk about a Trump protester trying to choke him out. I mean, hey, just another day out there in America. First, though, let me just, I want to get to this news. I haven't even aired the exposed CNN video yet from Project Veritas. You've got the meme of the Kingsman meme with Trump on it. I'll just say this. The only reason why the left is mad about that meme is not because of the depiction of violence. If that was the case, they'd be upset with pretty much all pop media these days. But, or the media portraying the Trump assassination. So that's really not it. They're mad they didn't think of it first. That's really all it is. They're just mad they didn't think of that meme first. So we probably won't even have time to get to that. But, it's pretty much a viral story. It's all over Drudge, too. Let me just do this. Man, there's just so much news here. I want to air this clip as an homage to Roger Stone, who's just been totally gagged. It's criminal what they've done to Roger and his family, folks. It really does break your heart. But he broke Fiona Hill, her being a deep state mole, a George Soros operative, over a year ago. In fact, I already forgot the date. It may have been 2 years ago, actually. In fact, was it 2 years ago? Anyway, let's just play clip 20 here. Here's Roger Stone on this broadcast telling you Fiona Hill was a deep state mole years ago.
And there you have the axe work of the incomparable Keith Richards kicking it with the Rolling Stones. So if you were paying attention here at InfoWars last year...
You know what?
Year,
just fast forward it, guys. It's all right. We'll just do this live on air. Just fast forward it live on air. It's okay. Sorry, guys. We didn't have time to edit this. So there you go.
You see, the Hungarian government has seen the track record of the Open Society Institute in other countries, and they are moving to call it what it is, not a benign nonprofit, but a criminal enterprise that seeks to destabilize and overturn the democratically elected government of Hungary. And this woman, Fiona Hill, improbably working for the Trump administration, served in the as an advisor to the Open Society Institute for 7 years. She has a lifetime membership in the Council on Foreign Relations. She is a Harvard graduate. Does this sound like somebody who should be serving in the Trump White House?
And there you have it. I mean, I think we get right to the point. We have been on top of this story, and we will stay on top of it. The real question now, Owen, is who will take McMaster's place? I believe that his fate is sealed. I think he will be gone soon. Remember, we predicted last year that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson would be gone by the end of the year.
Who is that?
Then at the end of the year, we amended our report to say that after a dinner with Secretary McMattis, Mattis.
All right, by the way, so the point is we identified Fiona Hill as a deep state Soros operative years ago. And at the end of that clip, too, guys, if you want to show it, we did a poll. Who's going to be next out of the White House? All the people that we put in that poll are all out of the White House. And so if you want to know why they've gagged Roger Stone, if you want to know why they're criminally going after Roger Stone and destroying his life, it's because he has real sources that give us real scoops, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, not even that we planned this, there is actually developments politically in Hungary today as well. So who knows if there's any connection there, but that coincidence is relevant nonetheless. Yeah, there it is right there. So Kelly McMaster Sessions all gone. So it's just another example. InfoWars is next year's news today. But by the way, folks, it's about to come out how that Russian ambassador via the State Department was spying on U.S. citizens right out of the Obama administration. It's all going to come out. Nunes is releasing it. Judicial Watch is releasing it. They were illegally spying on journalists, too, folks. Here in the final hour of the InfoWars.com War Room. Boy, it's this is kind of next level stuff. So let me again remind you about the sale at InfoWarsStore.com before I really get focused here with Peter Diabrasca, because the gravity of this needs not be exaggerated. InfoWarsStore.com, we have the Everything Must Go sale, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't even mentioned this, but free shipping store-wide. You know, a lot of people like the free shipping. They do. It saves you 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks on shipping, sometimes more when you order the heavier items like the water filters, the air filters, and all that stuff. We showed you why you need the water filter. I mean, I feel bad for that lady. She's been drinking fluoride her whole life. She's 60-plus years old playing a plastic flute at a Trump protest. I mean, my goodness. So there's the water filter system, one of the many we have at InfoWarsStore.com, but up to 70% off supplements and products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the Everything Must Go sale. And this is to fund us now, folks. You're starting to see it, but we're in the 2020 election cycle now. The precipice has been broken, and we've fallen off, and we're sailing now. So this is to fuel us, to put fuel in our engines as we move forward into 2020, because we're in the middle of the presidential election cycle now, folks. This is the time. So fund us so we can be massively effective despite all the censorship we have endured, because that's the key. That's the key. I mean, we had billions of views on our YouTube channel, and they took it down. But the Alex Jones channel is back. It's at band.video, and that's where you can find all of our content, too. Okay, Peter Diabrasca. This is really next level right here. I don't even know if we can really do it justice, because you really kind of are shocked and you shake your head and you just wonder how something like this happens. So let's roll these clips and then Peter can break it down. First, guys, let's go to, so we'll just do both of them. It's ABC News reporting what I can only assume they have to know is fake news. I mean, where else did they get this video clip? But in 21, here's ABC News trying to get the United States into more conflict with fake news.
Monday, I'm Tom Yamas, and we begin tonight with the situation rapidly spiraling out of control in northern Syria. 1 week since President Trump ordered U.S. forces out of that region, effectively abandoning America's allies in the fight against ISIS. This video right here appearing to show Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians in a Syrian border town. The Kurds, who fought alongside the U.S. against ISIS. Now, horrific reports of a...
I'm sorry to laugh, but, like, do you realize how ridiculous that is for them to even think that you could believe that? Now, the real footage, of course, it's from a gun range. And guys, roll the real footage so that this is from a Kentucky gun range so that they can see how the video was doctored. And when you watch the real video, you realize how ridiculous it is that they even tried to claim that that was in Syria. Guys, roll the original footage.
This video right here appearing to show Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians.
So we've got it side by side,
the Kurds,
the ABC News video versus the real video. Clearly, they've changed the lighting on it and everything so that you can't see that there's a crowd filming and it's clearly at a gun range. And so, by the way, so that's one clip. Let's also roll clip 18 before we bring Peter in. So here's clip 18 where a woman is claiming that Turkey just moved in against her and her friends and family and killed her child and she's holding this child she claims is dead. The child is moving around, blinking the eyes. Go ahead. So it's just a lady holding up her child. She claims is dead, but the child is blinking and breathing and moving. And she's saying the child is dead. So false claim. So I bring Peter in. Now, it's all right, guys. We saw the B-roll. They get it. Peter, how do we even really cover this? It's so shocking to think that, and we know that this goes on, but Western media, I mean, who knows if the host knows? Western media saying that this is footage from Syria, rolling with it. It's all an attempt to keep us involved in the Middle East. Trump is trying to stop it. And it just reminds you how Western-backed, Western media lies. They literally lie to get us into war, Peter. I mean, again, I don't even know how we can properly cover this. And then they sit here and they point the finger at Trump like he's the bad guy. Trump's not the one getting us into wars. He wants to get us out of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's wild, Owen, right? And not only do they point the finger at Trump and blame him for what was, you know, foreign policy blunder from two decades ago, but then they point at networks like yours and they say, oh, look at these conspiracy theorists who are, you know, lying to the American public. They're so dangerous, we have to ban them from all of our networks. And by the way, Owen, I wanted to congratulate you and Alex and InfoWars for being the only network over the last decade or however long it's been to cover Chinese influence on American entertainment, which was, you know, blown to shreds last week and finally came out in the mainstream. I remember listening to a broadcast in 2015 where Alex was talking about that. Nobody was covering it for you guys. Nobody is covering it now, except for the fact that they had to address it last week. So congratulations on being right and beating the mainstream media to the punch as usual on that. As for what's going on in Syria, I mean, you know, this is the obvious play. And you look at the video of the Kurdish woman holding the non-dead child, and she says, the U.S. has sold us out. I mean, that is literally the David Brock Media Matters talking point that was given to all the mainstream press journalists to put on their little blue checkmark Twitter accounts.
But how does the average liberal, here's what I don't understand, Peter, because I dealt with the same thing. Today, talking to these people, how does the average liberal do these mental gymnastics? Now all of a sudden they're pro-war.
Right. Yeah. That's, I mean, it's totally bizarre, right? The game is not about, for liberals, it's not about a set position or ideology. It's simply about opposing President Trump, right? The Kurds, the liberals don't care about the Kurds either, by the way. Like, they don't care if, you know, 10,000 Kurds get slaughtered.
Oh, yeah. 2 months ago, if you would have said Kurds, they would have said, oh, cheese Kurds from Wisconsin? Yeah, I like them.
Right. All they care about is using the Kurds as a club to beat Trump and his supporters. Right. The whole thing is totally disingenuous. And the fact that President Obama was the person who got us into Syria in the first place, we're not even talking about that. That's the actual foreign policy blunder, not bringing our troops home. Not, you know, fulfilling campaign promises, which, you know, President Trump knew would resonate with the American people because the American people are war weary. All they want to do is blame President Trump. And it's embarrassing. You know, it's totally media fueled hysteria as usual. And they're going to do whatever it takes to propagandize the American people into taking a stance that just 5 years ago would have been completely opposite. So, I mean, it's just bizarre.
And I'm actually giving the crew some commands here while you're speaking, because I have more evidence of this, where today I was bringing this up at this impeach Trump protest. And again, here's the thing, Peter, like, these people really, I think, are we have a lot in common. I think really at the end of the day, we all want smaller government. And I think really at the end of the day, we don't want war. And I'm bringing it up to this impeach Trump protester, and I'm like, hey, you know, Obama started these wars. Obama expanded the wars in the Middle East. And they don't even deny it. They justify it. They say, well, Obama had to do that. Those were Bush's wars. Bush is the evil guy. So let's play that game. Bush is the worst human. Yes. Do you know Hillary Clinton considers Bush to be like her brother-in-law? Well, you know, I mean, so I don't even know what you can do with these people. It's what you said. They're so committed to hating Trump. All else, they'll throw anything else away. All logic, all reasoning, all common sense, all math, all science, just throw it away and use it as a club to beat Trump.
Yeah, that's right. And so the entire thing is, it just goes to show the length that the media has brainwashed American citizens into hating President Trump. I mean, literally 17 years ago, if you had asked the average liberal...
Hold on, let's get back into this on the other side. And Peter literally wrote the book on this, guys. He literally wrote the book on this. And so Peter Diabrasco is with us. We'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, I'm reaching a point of content overload, and I have no plans to stop. It's like, I don't know what direction to point you in. My NBA protest, my impeach Trump protest that I attended. I got the War Room live 3 hours a day. We got all these clips. We got the Project Veritas video, which I don't even know if I'm going to have time to get to. I mean, CNN totally exposed. Everything going on at band.video. I mean, it's just insane. The stuff we have planned coming up in the near future. I've got so many things. I don't even know if I'm going to have time to do it all. So... let me go back, though, to this clip. It's a weird thing when you're, again, it's like trying to lead a man to the pool of water in the desert who hasn't had a drink in weeks, and he doesn't believe you and thinks you're lying to him or whatever. That's kind of how this feels when you have just all this fake news blockading people's intellect and ability to reason and think logically. I don't know how to do it. Well, they will literally abandon their own beliefs and their own instincts just to go along with the propaganda of hating Trump. I don't know how else to explain it. So here's just a brief clip where I know this young guy probably wants small government and less war, just like most people. But the hate Trump propaganda has a hold of him intellectually. He can't get over that. So he's willing to abandon stopping foreign wars. He's willing to abandon wanting a smaller government because he hates Trump that much. So here's this clip.
The Iraq war was a very bad decision, though, made by a Republican. So.
Yeah, and the Bush family hates Trump.
Well, I don't think they hate him that much. They probably just don't like
him. No, they despise him.
I mean, they're not that different, though.
No, they're very different.
They're really not that different. It's just, they're just kind of different.
Attitudes. Do you like Hillary Clinton?
Oh, Hillary Clinton's awesome.
Yeah, you know that Hillary Clinton considers George Bush her brother?
I mean, I don't really like this whole Democrat.
So is George Bush really that evil?
He's pretty terrible. He killed...
Why is Hillary friends with him?
He killed over 500,000 people in the Iraq war.
Why is Hillary friends with him?
Hey, you know what? The Obama administration decided to have I don't know what's the word for it, but they decided to not charge the Bush administration for their bad decisions in the Iraq war.
Obama expanded those wars.
Hey, I mean, he had to. I mean, like, well, you had to get out of there. You had to finish.
No, Obama expanded the wars.
The Iraq war is done, more or less.
All right, so the truth is
de-escalate it. But if you don't know history, then I mean.
I'm the one that does know history. Yeah, yeah. So there you go, Peter. I mean, it just shows you. And that's, I mean, obviously that guy is really just ignorant on the issues. He just wants to be out there and act informed because he's at a Trump protest. But that's the average liberal. Just play mental gymnastics and find some way to make it Trump the bad guy.
Yeah, these people are deranged, and they do it to fit in, right? Because, I mean, a kid that age is probably in college or close to it, right? And all of his friends are liberals, and the only way that you can get along in society without being an outcast is to literally do that mental gymnastics and fall back on that. Well, I don't really like this left-right paradigm, you know? And it's like, if you put like 5 minutes of research into it, you'd realize that there is no such thing as the left-right
paradigm.
That's
what I'm saying. Exactly, dude. It's like Trump is outside of that paradigm. Like, that is the fake paradigm. Go on. I'm sorry for interrupting. It's just unbelievable.
No, I mean, that's what it is, right? It's right now. And what you're saying is it's populist America versus the elites, right? And you know, in whatever way you slice it, Democrat, Republican elites, they're all elites and they all hate us equally, right? We are governed by a class of people, a caste that hates us. And so I think your instincts are exactly right, Owen, when you say that the populists, left and right, are a lot more closely aligned than either side is willing to admit. And in fact, I confirmed that. So when I wrote the biography on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I stole an interview with her then spokesman, Corbin Trent, where he basically told me, he wouldn't let me put this in the book, but he told me, like, we recognize that the populist movement on the left, which is fighting, like, you know, big corrupt Wall Street, and the populists on the right, which are fighting, you know, like big corrupt open borders, illegal alien establishment, so forth, are like relatively close, you know. But we can't say that because of optics. And so, you know, if you're actually interested in learning about politics, this is something that it would take you 5 or 10 minutes to figure out just by doing some research. It's just that most people don't care enough. They show up for the optics and so that they can keep being invited to their stupid cocktail parties with their dumb friends.
Oh, and I guarantee you, I guarantee you, if you went out, like, outside of the Trump paradigm or whatever, if you just went out, or even just the left-right political paradigm, and you just went out and you talked to the average, let's say, leftist out there, and you just talked about, you know, values, issues, whatever, you're probably going to have a lot of the same stuff. You're probably going to have a lot of the similar theories, but they've put this wedge where we're smart enough, for lack of a better phrase, to understand what Trump is, and they're not. That's really what this comes down to. They haven't understood what Trump represents. They haven't understood the battle that Trump has taken. They don't understand all the propaganda against Trump, where we saw that day one, and that's what endeared us to Trump. They're still falling into that propaganda. They're still buying it. It's like, I always make this example, but it's like the Futurama episode where everyone has the brain-sucking amoeba, but it doesn't work on Fry's brain. It's like, it never worked on us. They still buy all this negative BS about Trump. And so we could agree on everything. We could literally agree on everything. And then they say, but do you like Trump? And if you said yes, then it doesn't matter. Then you're the worst person ever.
Right. And, you know, the proof of that lies in like the campus reform videos. And I'm not a huge fan of campus reform for a lot of reasons. But when Kevin Phillips goes and he does those interviews on college campuses where he says, you know, did you know that this happened under President Trump? And they, you know, some student says, oh, that's horrible. That's the worst thing ever. And then he goes, actually, I lied to you. That was something that President Obama did.
Yeah, the old bait and switch. Yeah, I did that with a Bernie Sanders tax plan, too. And again, I actually really like campus reform, but they're kind of a member of the cuckservatives. They won't talk to InfoWars. Right. They probably won't talk to you either.
Right, precisely. And they rip off a lot of my work and don't give me credit. But, you know, but that, I mean, that's the case in point, right? That happens all the time where you propose Republican policy positions to liberals on college campuses in particular, you know, young liberals, and they agree with you until they learn that it's a Republican position or a traditionally right-wing position, right? Or that it's something that Trump is doing, and then they immediately back off. But I want to point out one thing, though, Owen, that I think should be really scary for the political establishment, particularly the media, and sort of, you know, bringing us back to the Syria video that ABC did today, which is that that was one guy who sat in front of his computer and found the original clip and debunked a story of a billion-dollar news outlet that has resources worldwide and forced that billion-dollar news outlet to retract their story within like 3 hours. And if there's any proof of how much power the ordinary person has against this system, if people would just wake up to it, it's in what happened today to ABC News at the hands of the Polish Patriot Twitter account. And so I think that, you know, the big focus should be unleashing that power, the power of the individual, the power of the citizen journalist, the power of the citizen fact checker. And if I were ABC and if I were the mainstream press putting out all this propaganda and all these lies, trying to keep people within that paradigm that they've established, I'd be scared.
I forgot you were running for office. Did ABC ever say that that was fake news? Did they ever? All right, hold on a second. We'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
We'll be right back. final hour here. Two more segments left. I don't even have time for the liner. Shut the liner down. I gotta get moving here. We got so much to get to here. Final comments from Peter Diabrasca, and then we're joined by Brandon from That's Point with Brandon. First, Peter, I didn't even give you time. Tell the audience where people can find you. You're running for office. Your books, all the great work, and then just a final comment if you'd like.
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead and go to Pete4NC. Pete4NC.com. I'm running for Congress in North Carolina's 7th Congressional District. This ties in very well on what we were just talking about. I am running in a GOP primary. So I'm running against an establishment Republican who is bought and paid for by big agriculture, which, as many of you know, is owned by the Chinese, and who has allowed our district, which is mostly rural North Carolina, to be flooded with illegal aliens. Which is changing our demographics forever and all the other negative externalities that come along with illegal immigration en masse. I have a real chance to beat David Rauser. David Rauser is my opponent. He only won his last primary by 5,700 votes. He is a GOP establishment guy, but he is not paying a whole lot of attention to what's going on down here. And we have a kind of an AOC situation where I have an opportunity to sneak in and pull this guy's votes out from under him and go up to Congress without being tied to any kind of, political, big anything, big industry, without being beholden to the GOP establishment, and to raise hell on your behalf and on behalf of the America First agenda. Immigration is the number one issue for American
voters.
And that's
Pete4NC.com?
Pete4NC.com. I need your financial support, $5, $10, whatever it is.
If you're in North Carolina and you're in his district, get active on this campaign. And you can follow Pete on Twitter at PDAbrasca, and at The Rundown News is his news aggregation site. And, of course, Pete, author of a couple books as well. So Pete for NC, if you're out there in North Carolina, get behind that campaign. Thanks for joining me today, Pete.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
All right, he jumps, and now we go to Brandon from That's the Point with Brandon. Guys, I don't have it on my list. Do we have the video, though, of him getting the... Okay, so this is just more... I'm going to take a deep breath here. Here's Brandon from That's the Point with Brandon out at a Trump protest when one of the protesters literally tries to strangle him to death. So the guy literally puts his hands around Brandon's neck. And I love this thing where now they're complaining about having noise in their ear. They've been doing that to us for years. So there you go. There's a knockout for you. And we got a couple different angles of this, too. Down he goes. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. You know, so here's the deal. I was asking this question today. It looks like your line got crossed. But when do we reach a breaking point with this violence? I mean, obviously, the guy put his hands around your neck. You're going to have to do something. But they're spitting on Trump protesters. They're attacking elderly people. They're hitting women. They're throwing milkshake chemical bombs at people that turn into cement. I mean, it's just they're throwing firebombing government facilities. I mean, it's absolutely out of control. When do we reach a breaking point? Because, I mean, politically, they've got their hands around America's neck right now. And so you got to wonder when you decide, because politically we're taking action, but they put their hands around your neck physically and you had to take action too.
Yeah, it's a horrible situation. Like, I'm over here with the bullhorn. That was actually the second or third time they've done the whistle thing when I was on the bullhorn, just speaking and protesting, like counter-protesting what they were protesting. And I wasn't in front in nobody's face. I wasn't, you know what I mean? And so
he walks up to you and he says, "Get that out of my face." He literally walks up to you.
Yeah, he goes up to me saying, "Oh, the siren, you're blowing it in my ear." I said, "You're walking by blowing this whistle. Don't blow the whistle in my ear." I turned it on literally because he was next to my ear blowing it. So I turned it on so I could block, you know, that sound out at least from my ear. And then he turns in my face. And at that point, I'm like, you know, I wasn't going to touch him, to be in all honesty. And at this point, he just goes and puts his hands around my neck. So my instinct was to, you know, just back up and make sure, you know, that I, you know, I was at least safe from that situation, because he grabbed my neck and squeezed it fairly hard. And so,
I mean, the guy tried to kill you right there on the streets. He tried to strangle you. I mean, I'm laughing, but it's like, my God, I mean, what is going on?
There's absolutely no call for that. There's no reason for that. You know what I mean? There's absolutely no reason for it to get to that level. And I hate that it has to. I really.
But wait
really
a second.
Do,
but seriously, though, how immature is this, though? You're standing there. He's blowing a whistle in your face. And then you just give it back to him. And it's like, oh, how dare you? It's like he probably expected to be able to just choke you to death right there. Like, you're not even allowed to protect yourself. Like, how dare you hit me back? It's like, dude, you just tried to strangle me in the streets.
Yeah.
So here it is again. This guy's blowing a whistle in his face. He starts the whole thing.
Yeah. At this point, I was just like, bro, there's no reason. And then he just goes to grab my neck, man. And that was just instinct right there. You know, I could have continued. And, you know what I mean? Well, I could have continued. But
you just gave him the warning shot. Yeah, you just gave him the warning shot. But what does he think is going to happen? He put his hands around your neck. I mean.
Yeah, and then that guy with the red shirt right there walks up behind me with his fist clenched when I wasn't looking, but thinking I wasn't looking, but my peripheral is like always on a 360. If you could see in that part where.
Yeah, luckily you held back there.
Yeah, my buddy came up and grabbed me on my back, but if you see, I kind of like cringe before he even gets to me because my peripheral is just, you know, always like that. And so I cringe and then I turn to, but I see, you know, I recognize. So I wasn't like in full blown, just lost myself attack mode. I had some control there, but that was just a simple reaction of somebody trying to grab my neck. That's basic self-defense 101. Somebody grabs your neck, decrease the distance between your jaw and your neck, like there to you know, make that area smaller, back up, and then just make sure that they get away from you, however that is. I didn't continue to go after this dude when he was on the ground. Clearly, obviously, I could have went and handled that, but that wasn't my goal. That wasn't my aim. You guys will see I have Clown World actually part 3 coming out of this whole event where I was around doing it and how these people were jumping on me, not allowing me to do interviews, and it's just ridiculous in how bad it's getting. It really is just getting worse and worse. And as you can see, they're getting more bold and brave now to just put your hands on somebody that you don't agree with. And this is what we have to stop. Left and right, we both have to stop this. It shouldn't have gone to that level. This is not what's supposed to be happening. This is not how we unite America. And with people like this protesting, how can you unite America when nobody has the time to sit there and actually talk civilly? And when you get to the point to where it's this and you're getting physical, it's time to wake up, people. We need to stop, both left and right. We need to stop, man. It's time to wake up and rise together against the corruption of the government that is putting us in this hole while we're fighting each other and ripping each other apart. You guys are just continuing and perpetuating the whole cycle. We're trying to open up people's eyes here and trying to stop it. And you guys leave us with no option but to self-defense.
But so what do we do here, though? I mean, seriously, what do we do? I mean, this is just a single moment here that was just encapsulated and didn't get too out of control. But I mean, seriously, what do we do? Because I go out, like, I mean, you do the same thing. You give people a platform. I mean, these people wouldn't have a platform if you didn't put a microphone in their face to you know, voice whatever they're out there protesting. But today it's like I'm out here at a Trump protest and the guy says, why would I talk to a biased news organization? And it's like, I'm literally giving you the mic. Like, I'm literally giving you the mic to say whatever you want. How is that biased? I'm not talking to you. You're biased. It's like, okay, fine. Talk. Just talk. So it's like this weird. It's like we're going to reach a breaking point. So let's talk about that with Brandon from That's a Point with Brandon here. What do you think the breaking point is here? Because, I mean, we can try to talk to these people all day long. They won't talk to us. They literally will not talk to us. So, I mean, something has to give here, and we're not going to go away. We're not going to give up our free speech, which is what they want. Well, that's not going to happen either. So I don't know what happens next.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Uh-huh.
gentlemen, we got so much to get to. I mean, the Democrats are in total control of the media right now, outside of a few hosts and content providers. But it's reached a point, too, where they've got all these street minions that are coordinating with Antifa that don't realize that these other minions who are coordinating with little Democrat Party minions, it's this whole weird LARPing thing where a bunch of non-entities feel empowered because they feel like they're within one degree of separation from the Democrat impeachment, and they're really just useful idiots. I think more is about to come out on that. Plus, there's about to be news breaking on how, it all comes out of the Obama administration, but it'll be different names, different faces, illegally spying on journalists. John Solomon is going to have a big report. Devin Nunes has some exclusive intel on that. Folks, there's going to be so many things dropping this week. I don't even know. It's going to be unbelievable, really. This is just a crazy Monday to start. But let me just air this video again, and because I realized something rewatching this. Because I like to explain the psychology of situations so that you don't end up in the same trap. But if you just re-roll the B-roll, and I'll do commentary, and let's get Brandon's take on this too. A couple who happen to be Trump supporters are walking through, I guess, some protest outside of the Trump rally, I think is what's going on here, in Minnesota. So it's a smiling couple. I mean, literally, like, they're both smiling, nice people. They're not even doing anything, provoke anyone. The gentleman's holding his girlfriend's hand. And what happens? Another couple, I guess they're a couple. They kind of look like they're holding hands, and the way the guy's kind of holding her, they come up and they hit the girl in the face. Literally, the girl hits her in the face, and then watch what happens. They bow up, because here's what it is, folks, and it just so happens these people probably, I hate the whole race card thing, but they probably consider themselves minorities. I don't know, I don't know what their background is, but they're not white. They wouldn't consider themselves white. But you see, they have been driven into hysteria by the media to hate white people and to hate Donald Trump. And you can see the hatred in their eyes. So they really look at these white people, this white couple, and they really think, you've stolen all my happiness. You're the reason why I'm in misery. And so I'm going to come out here, and the media has now justified it for me to get violent with you. And so it's this whole victimization culture that the media has propagated onto these people, and they live their whole lives in misery and hatred, and then they blame whoever it is convenient at the time, Trump, white people, whatever it is. But do you agree or disagree, Brandon, that this is a couple who have been instigated by the media because they probably consider themselves minorities, whatever, not white, and so they see the white couple that's happy in their Trump gear, and they think, that's my happiness. They've stolen it. I hate them. So they are now justified in getting violent. That's what I see here. And it's sad. Again, they were brainwashed and propagandized as youth, and now they live their whole life in a miserable hatred. And it sucks to see it, because you can never come out of that. Once you enter that state of mind, and once you commit to that, that is your fate. That is your future. And so they will be miserable like this forever, hating, just hating.
Listen, this video has my blood and my guts just churning right now. There is no reason or no, you know, what this is beyond that. They're just pure evil. These are pure evil people, like you said, that want to keep misery loves company. They're not happy with themselves. They're not happy with who they are, what they are, where they came from. They're not happy with, you know, their what they haven't done in life. So this is how they act out towards people who are showing, you know, happiness, who are enlightened, have light on them. You know what I mean? That's darkness. And for whatever reason, I'm glad that I wasn't there, because obviously, you know, what would have happened, both of them would have.
Well, and you but hold on, pause right there. 'Cause you mean you weren't there physically, and we won't sit here and tough guy talk, but I mean, just based on commentary on the situation, I mean, let's be real. The guy in the Trump hoodie could have mopped the floor with that little twig whose girlfriend came up and hit his. And he wants to buck up and act tough only after he realized that the Trump supporters are going to be peaceful and walk away. Yeah. But what I'm saying here is,
I can't stand that. I
won't speak for you, but we've relatively kind of spoken about where you've come from, and we have different backstories. But I'll just say this. I was at a point in my young life where I could have chosen to be a victim, And I could have blamed everybody for my struggles and my tribulations and everything that I went through in life. I could have been pointing the finger everywhere and then used that as an excuse for my shortcomings or for me never, you know, reaching goals or potentials. And I remember it was a certain point in my life where I just consciously realized and decided, if I'm going to sit here and project everything I've done and blame other people, then I'm never going to grow. I need to start looking internally and I need to realize that, hey, you know what? Life's not fair and it's never going to be fair. And so I have no one else to blame for my actions but me. Even if the treatment is unfair or whatever, I'm still the one responsible for my actions. I'm still the one responsible for the energy I'm putting out into the universe. I'm still the one in charge of my fate. But as soon as you give that over to victimhood, you lose control, hatred takes over, and you cannot grow.
And that's the difference between somebody who's a free thinker who actually is in touch with reality as opposed to somebody who has been sucked into the media hype, who has been sucked into the hate culture or whatever, however you want to put it, where it's cool now to do this, to hate people who support the president. These people are mentally manipulated by mainstream media, by their friends, by people. It's basically, it all comes from a main source. The Democratic Party actively manipulates these type of people, knowing that they're weaker minded, knowing that they're weaker minded when you're not secure with yourself as a man or a woman, and you're not sure in your stance, they utilize
and you're
that,
told like, all day long, oh, you're a victim because you're a woman. Oh, you're a victim because your skin color is whatever. Oh, you're a victim because of this.
Right. It's the whole thing of them pushing them to become dependent on the government. That's the end goal. Eventually, they're trying to manipulate the mentality to where they are victims and they are becoming dependent and not independent. They're trying to make the masses dependent on the government as opposed to trying to teach them to be independent and think for themselves. And that is what I love about InfoWars and what I love about War Room, is that you guys actually push that narrative. It's to make you wake up, see the truth, and not fall into becoming something like that, who these people are, you know, are showing. There's no reason to slap somebody from the back. There's no reason for that. It's evil.
Let's be perfectly clear here. First of all, this is the most unladylike behavior you can imagine. I mean, it's unbelievable. But the optics of this explain everything. Two individuals smiling, happy, not bothering anybody. And what happens? Two individuals who are angry, filled with hate, and violent and evil. And here's the thing. I understand what you're saying, but I don't necessarily believe people are inherently evil. They have to accept evil into their heart at some point in time. And eventually it just takes over if you don't recognize it. But that's clearly what's happening here. And I go back to the question, and I'm afraid to even answer it. I mean, you know, because you know how it gets spun around. But it's like something's got to give here, man. And I feel that, because here's what I would say. I would say, let's say that Trump does everything we want him to do by the end of this week, and we have all these criminals that we know have been in government for decades arrested. The truth about Obama's illegalities and, you know, the Clintons and everything, it all comes out and they all get arrested. And I think even if all of that came out and it was all just on record and proven, I don't even think that would stop them. I think that would drive them even more insane.
Yeah, they've been pushed so far into a cul-de-sac that they closed off and barricaded it. That regardless of what they do, their party can do no wrong. It doesn't matter. Schiff clearly lied. Why isn't he, you know, being, why isn't that being dealt with?
Now Schiff is saying, oh, well, it doesn't matter if there's no quid pro quo. He's saying, oh, that doesn't matter. What are you talking about? That was literally your call for impeachment. Now they're saying it doesn't matter.
Well, this is the thing. And also, he tried to downplay what he did. I was like, yeah, I was wrong. It was nothing. But God forbid anybody on the right would have done that under testimony or testified or anything like that, or spoke out.
Trump tells the truth and he gets crucified. All right. Hey, look, we're out of time. Where can people follow you and find your videos?
That's the point with Brandon on YouTube. And also, I have a new website coming up. It's thatsthepointwithbrandon.com. So that's the point
awesome.
With Brandon on YouTube.
Very exciting stuff. Yeah, exactly. All right, Brandon, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on short notice. Folks, I didn't even have enough time in 3 hours to get through everything. It's not even close. I didn't mention the flag wave and the flag lay that we have coming up on November 11th, I think it is. I don't know, my plug sheet. I'm doing a tent city cookout on, I'm going to go ahead and announce it, next, or is that this Saturday? Is this Saturday, October 19th? Oh, my gosh. I'm in over my head, folks. I got so much stuff going on. Band.video, folks. Huge specials at InfoWarsStore.com. There's another something. Oh, yeah, and tomorrow I have another extended war room. I'm going to be live from 3 to 7 before Alex Jones takes over. It's just crazy. You stay classy.